Ave Maria, this is Friar Gabriel Mary from the Franciscans of the Immaculate, and today I just want to give you five reasons why you should read this book, Life of Union with Mary by Father Emile Neubert. Number one, this book is unique. While there are many books that talk about why it's okay to consecrate ourselves to Mary and why we really should consecrate ourselves to her, I haven't found a book that thoroughly draws out those practical aspects of consecration to Mary until this book. This book is a veritable manual on how to live out and daily deepen our consecration to our Mother Mary. Number two, it's inspiring. This is not a dry intellectual study, and while there's a lot of substance contained in it, the author uses many examples from the lives of saints and holy souls to illustrate his points and to inspire the reader to imitate their example. Number three, you will receive grace. In learning about our Mother Mary and about how we can show our love for her, the soul is drawn into contact with a living person, and not just any living person, but our Mother who is the mediatrix of all graces. The more we think of her and the more closely we draw near to her, the more grace we receive and the closer we're drawn to Jesus. Number four, this book is a milestone in Marian spirituality. The author can be regarded as a trailblazer in the way he articulates the soul's relations with Mary during the purgative stage in his section on ordinary union with Mary and during the illuminative stage and beyond in his section on mystical union with Mary. And number five, this book is compulsory, or at least it should be. Anyone who wants to grow in his life of union with Mary will not be disappointed. And I would almost argue that this book is compulsory for anyone who has sincerely consecrated himself to Mary and who desires to live that consecration out in the day-to-day. This book deserves to be placed alongside such spiritual classics as St. Louis of Montfort's True Devotion to Mary and St. Alphonsus Liguori's The Glories of Mary. Ave Maria.